SVN is a service, accelerating impact through ecosystem orchestration. This exclusive content is a valuable part of our website and is available to registered users only. Create an account today to unlock access and explore this information. Please log in or join our growing community. Login case study, DSM. The multinational, DSM Firmenich, a global leader in health, nutrition, and bioscience combined with the world's largest privately owned fragrance and taste company, deployed Creating Shared Value, CSV, as a business strategy after recognizing that it faced the same key challenges as its stakeholders, particularly around climate change, energy needs, and improving health and wellness for a growing global population. The company saw an opportunity to create sustainable value through innovations that would help customers provide better solutions while serving people, planet, and profit. According to Josh Hostrecht, the impact of this strategy reaches across different stakeholder groups. Customers receive more sustainable, longer-lasting, safer, healthier, and more nutritious alternatives, allowing them to offer improved and differentiated products to their end users. This includes innovations like lighter, safer materials for automotive manufacturing. NGOs and governments derive value from DSM's solutions that benefit society and the environment, including partnerships like the one with UN World Food Program to combat malnutrition. Employees experience increased engagement and motivation through contributing to societal improvement and feel connected to the company's success in making positive impact. Shareholders benefit from stronger growth and profitability resulting from the CSV strategy. DSM has created several significant solutions through this approach. In material science, they develop lighter, safer, stronger, and more durable materials with lower environmental footprints throughout value chains, with specific applications in the automotive industry reducing fuel consumption and improving safety. Their nutrition solutions, implemented through a partnership with UN World Food Program since 2007, provide essential vitamins, nutrients, and fortified rice, focusing on vulnerable populations in countries like Nepal, Kenya, Bangladesh, and Afghanistan. The company has also developed their People Plus approach, which includes metrics to measure impact on consumers, workers, and communities. This uses the DSM People Life Cycle Analysis to assess products' impact on health, comfort, and well-being, and transforms supplier and customer relationships into co-creation partnerships. The effectiveness of this strategy is demonstrated through DSM's ability to measure positive outcomes through regular stakeholder perception surveys, media coverage metrics, and digital channel engagement analytics. Continue reading. The Power of Three. Structuring Shared Value Regeneration. The 8th of February 2025. Beyond value creation in today's dominant business paradigm, customer value creation is often held up as the gold standard of success. Yet beneath the surface, mapping the future. We're writing the book on Roundmap. The 4th of December 2025. At Roundmap, we believe the future of business lies in wholeness, not fragmentation. For too long, organizations have been shaped by linear thinking, short-term gains. More than crumbs. The case for true value creation. The 1st of May 2025. For decades, shareholder primacy has dictated corporate decision-making, driving businesses to prioritize short-term profits and disproportionate returns to shareholders over long-term sustainability and stakeholder value. Beyond extraction. Why regenerative business is the only way forward. The 22nd of December 2024. The Roundmap's regenerative business framework proposes a dual-cycle approach to business. One focused on value creation and another on impact. However, reality presents us with Roundmap Regenerative Business Framework, Empowering the Present While Building the Future. The 12th of August 2024. Executive Summary. The Regenerative Business Framework addresses the critical need for businesses to move beyond mere profitability toward regenerative practices that drive long-term growth and the Roundmap Flywheel, a shift toward sustainable ecosystem resilience. The 12th of June 2024. What if impact creation was as strategic and intentional as value creation? What if every dollar earned didn't just fuel a business's bottom line but from striving to thriving? How Amazon is a strive-driven giant failing to thrive. The 12th of January 2024. Amazon has become synonymous with business success, often hailed as a master of efficiency, customer obsession, and innovation. At the heart of its growth strategy, impact strategies to amplify value and mitigate harm across stakeholders. The 30th of November 2024. What if doing the right thing wasn't just a moral choice but a strategic one? What if amplifying your organization's positive impact while mitigating harm? From extraction to contribution. Thriving together with shared success. The 29th of November 2024. The flywheel of shared success is designed to demonstrate that staying within the boundaries of responsible growth doesn't mean limiting our ambitions, it means channeling them. The twin engines of progress. Returns on value and impact. The 29th of November 2024. At the heart of the flywheel of shared success lies the powerful interplay between value returns and impact returns, both of which operate on the from hopping for cash to building bridges. Why self-interest alone can't sustain shared prosperity. The 28th of November 2024. What we're proposing with the flywheel of shared success is nothing short of a call to confront and correct our deeply flawed execution of ADAM. The strive and thrive cycle. Distinguishing between value and impact. The 21st of November 2024. Distinguishing between value creation and deployment, strive phase, and impact creation and deployment, thrive phase, is critical to clarifying their roles within the strive and thrive cycle. Here's